This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, the truth of it is, the sad truth is that Planned Parenthood is ramping up abortions again across the state. They've got court sanction to do so now, and of course Amendment 3 is in effect. But there is an effort underway to modify and clarify Amendment 3, and that's going on in Jeff City. So Wednesday, March 26th, there's going to be a pro-life action day going on down there. We've asked Steve Rupp to join us from Missouri Right to Life, president of that group. And Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Kim. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well, sir. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we talked about this right after it happened back in November, that the fight was far from over and that we were going to do all we could to save the lives of the unborn. And here we go. I know there are several efforts underway in Jeff City. How would you describe what those would do?
Well, as you had mentioned in your opening, it would modify and clarify Amendment 3. There's a bill that was carried in the House by Melanie Stinnett, HJR 54, and in the Senate by Adam Schnelting, SJR 33. And what they're doing is they're trying to clarify the language that you'll see. This goes to the ballot next year, probably in August of 26. The ballot, and we'll be able to modify and clarify Amendment 3, which is one of the most evil pieces of legislation that's ever passed in the state of Missouri, ever passed anywhere in the United States. I mean, really and truly, what this has done is put into our state constitution, this revered document, it put in our state constitution the ability to, and they applaud this, the ability to put potassium chloride into a child's heart to kill them. That is unconscionable that we have celebrated doing that poisoning a innocent child, because if you're going to perform an abortion, it's easier to perform an abortion on a child that is dead than a child that's living, that's fighting. And so you inject potassium chloride into that child's heart to kill them, and then it's easier to remove the child from the womb. And that is enshrined in our state constitution. That makes my skin crawl.
What kind of a response have you had from people as you guys have been, you know, spearheading this effort to just try to raise awareness about the reality of what's actually going on? Like, do you feel like people who supported Amendment 3 are now second guessing it and thinking, oh, wow, I really didn't understand fully what was in this?
You know, some people are certainly, but, you know, they won by 1.6%. Mm-hmm. They said that this was a mandate, that this is not a mandate by any stretch of the imagination. They spent $30 million to our $3 million. They bought an amendment to our state constitution with $30 million. And people are now that are sitting back going, wait a minute, this said reproductive freedom. And I voted for reproductive freedom. We should all be free to do what we want to do. But they weren't told what that means. Freedom to do what? Freedom to inject potassium chloride into a living human being's heart? That's freedom? That's not freedom. The ability to starve an innocent child to death is what the abortion pill does. The abortion pill is designed to do one thing, starve a child to death, remove the nutrients that's going into that child to, for their growth, and that child dies. And then a second pill that is designed to force early labor and have that child be born literally into a toilet. I mean, these are horrible things. This isn't our Constitution. Now, this, we're not judging anybody who's ever had an abortion. Believe me, we can't change the past, but we can affect what's going to happen in the future. We can hopefully win people's hearts to know what they voted for.
Yes.
They voted for these horrible things.
Well, thank you for being the voice of reason and continuing to fight because we need to bring attention to what this thing does. And I know that you got a couple of great speakers who are coming in for this Pro-Life Action Day. It's going to be held on the first floor rotunda, the Missouri State Capitol, on the Wednesday, the 26th. And to make it easier for people here in town, there are even shuttle buses set up, right, Steve?
Yes, we've got a couple of buses coming from St. Louis. If you just go on our website, Missouri Right to Life website, and it's got all the information and the speakers, we've got a couple of speakers from APLOG, which is the American Association of Pro-Life OBGYNs. Susan Bain, who's an MD and a PhD, is the vice chair of APLOG, is going to be speaking, as is Rebecca Weaver, who's the director of advocacy and policy. And they're going to be talking about the abortion pill. Doing exactly what I just said. And many women take the abortion pill. It's a two-pill regimen. They'll take the first pill that's designed to starve that child and then take the second pill a couple of days later to force that early labor. Well, what happens in the meantime is many women say, what have I done? What have I done? I've made a mistake. And they're going to talk about how you can reverse the effects of that first pill.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But just to remind people, there will be buses, pickup locations, Creve Coeur, looks like Wentzville, Afton, Fenton. They've got four different buses running. You can go online. You can register. You can ride down there for free, but they're asking that you make a donation because obviously some expense involved in taking a bus to Jeff City, and they'll get you there in time for the rally and then deliver you back to your car later in the afternoon.
Exactly. And I don't know. Have you guys ever lobbied down in Jeff City before on any issue?
Well, I've certainly been down there on the IP reform issue and a number of other things over the years.
It's powerful. I mean, walking into your state representative, your state senator's office, and having a conversation with them, and bring somebody with you because there's strength in numbers.
Yes.
If you're there all by yourself, it's a little intimidating, even though they work for us and they need to hear our voices. And when we show up in great numbers, it's very impactful.
Steve Rupp, I'm going to put this flyer for the Pro-Life Day up on my Facebook page so people can go there and get more information. And I'm sure they can always visit Missouri Right to Life to get it as well. Thank you, my friend.
Mark, thank you. God bless you.
Yes, keep up the great work. We appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.